Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Worried about the uncertainty of adulting? We feel you. There are just so many things to plan. Mapa relationships, career, business, health, personal goals, and of course, pera. That can be challenging, lalo na since a lot of us are clueless. But guess what? Sun Talks On Demand is here. It's a financial literacy initiative from Sun Life that can help us as we adult our way through life. We'll learn how to budget, save, and invest for a brighter future, even as we enjoy the present. Ang reassuring, di ba? Kaya tara, hang out with Sun Talks On Demand with Sun Life.
Podcast Network Asia.
Totoo, Disney Princess is si Sari. Pag-weekend, minsan siya po si Merida, minsan siya po si Elsa. So, watch out!
Pag-ano kayo sa picture ni Ate Sari, bigla po siya naka-Elsa gown.
Oo, diba?
Paano kung boba ka? Hala, si Ate Sari nag-Elsa. So, himala! Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina!
This is Sari!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to...
Good
Dazzlers!
Yo, mga kapitbahay! Akala nyo ba, tapos na yung mga ano, pa-under namin? Huh, start pa lang yan!
Guys, it's the start of our... Influencer na namin!
Tama!
Guys, influencer era pa rin namin. So, I hope nag-enjoy kayo from last week's episode kasi, my God, pagpapatuloy namin siya this week. Because, alam mo, close namin ng Sun Life, walang space.
We're parang, so tight.
Diba, actually, guys, parang one episode lang tapos sabi ng Sun Life, alam niyo, ang galing-galing nyo. So, isang episode pa.
Diba, may ganon.
Nilapitan nila kami ulit.
Ang kapal ng ano?
Grabe.
Ang kapal ng apog makapagbuhat ng bangko.
Grabe, kung makapagkalat ng fake news.
Tapos mamaya na ano, gano'n nag-post sa like, hindi po katotohanan. Ito ko lahat.
Sali, hindi po kami close.
No. Kasi I think then, you know, with Sun Life, no, I think they were able to see na a lot of our topics na really covers yung mga modern concerns na mga... To quote yung isang professor ni Ina, millennials.
Millennials, truly.
Nang a lot of millennials and Gen Zs, no? Especially, I think, part of what we do rin here sa Kodazzers aside sa magkalat at minsan mag-fishing at mag... Wala lang, alam mo yun, magpaganda at magmaganda. It's also yung, ano, yung... What they call this? Yung mga pagulat na cultural observation. Di ba ganyan? Yung akala mo, ano, leading expert sa field.
Oo. Pero guys, uulitin ko ha, parang yung disclaimer namin last time, hindi kami expert. Naging expertan lang. Char!
I think it's more of, you know, we're providing a social context in terms of what they call this. How things are going on
based
the way
on
we
our
see
experience,
it.
Tama! And if you're looking for a professional outlook on this, you can go to Sun Life's free financial consultation.
Yes, na-visit nyo na ba yung website ng Sun Life? Dapat i-avail nyo na, di ba? Kasi it's free. More than that, it's free. It's very well informed. And at the same time, they're really looking out to make your life brighter by giving you an outlet and at the same time, perspective on how to better use your finances. Diba?
Yeah, surely.
Ano naman yung pagmamahal nyo sa amin by voting for us?
Oo nga, guys. Huwag lang kinikinig. Boto-boto din, diba?
Paka naman.
Ah, alam, sayang din yung 50k, no?
Yes,
oo, alam namin, maliit lang yung community ng kuda, ng kapitbahay. Pero, diba?
All it tayo, kami. Diba, guys?
Yeah, mararamdaman natin yung lakas natin.
Oo, guys, pang Christmas namin yan. Kailangan lumagari for Christmas. And speaking of lugari, no? Eh, tamang-tama, kasi that's our topic today, no? I think this is a very controversial, I wouldn't say controversial. I think controversial is wrong. But I think this is a very
relevant
and much debated topic, no? Between our circles and at the same time, between your circles, this has been a recurring question ever since, you know, nilikha ang kapitalismo. Diba? What do you do? Parang, what do you call this? When you're now in, would you choose a high paying job or a low paying job that you love? Or, you know, to be exact about this, you know, the job of your dreams, diba? What would you do but when faced with that choice? And what is really the take of millennials and I think Gen Zers when it comes to this one, no? So, this is going to be very fruitful and at the same time, conducive conversation for the rest of the kudaan. So, tara mga kapitbahay, simulan natin.
No,
so,
lalo na kasi artist tayo. I think, yeah, like the four of us. Lima tayo. Hindi marunong mag-matsisis. Apat ba tayo?
Aliping sa gigilid lang ako dito.
No, in this conversation, no, apat, but you know, with Natalie, then, di ba, nakalowa lang si Mises. So, all of us are artists here. Or one
way yes,
have dedicated our lives to the arts. So, I think, if anything, this is a topic very dear and close to our heart. No?
Tama.
So, why do you think this is a hot topic now? I mean, it never goes away, but why do you think nagkakaroon ng resurgence ng gantong conversation over the past 3 to 5 years and even way before that?
Kasi, I think, iba yung mundo ng, you know, what people consider as work, you know, yung conventionally, when people say work, you are imagining automatically like a corporate setting or a hustle, di ba? Pero, well, that's not necessarily true, especially ngayon, ang dami ng mga types of jobs that you can get. Pero nung mga panahon ng parents natin, grandparents natin, when you said work, parang it always had to be like, you know, in the grind.
Yeah,
so parang kaya laging, I think relevant pa din siya because madami pa din, a big part of the population, lalo na sa generation natin, are still in those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yung nag-work sila sa office but at the same time they want to pursue something. Mm-hmm. Ah, ngayon actually meron ng mga outlets for that na mapag-uusapan natin later. Mm-hmm. Pero for most, I think it's not really the outlet that's the issue but mm-hmm. more of like yung oras, yung energy, diba? Parang, ah, isang tao lang ako, so paano mo hahatiin yung sarili mo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
O kaya parang, you know, it's a recurring thing. I remember, back then, there were no Gen Z yet, so a lot of the materials na lumalabas for theater it's and for films was for millennials. Alam mo yan, even the magazine articles, it always had that issue, that topic na, pursue ko ba yung art ko? Yung mga ganon, yung art ko, or papasok ba ako sa isang company na ganito ganyan?
Or why are millennials job hopping and stuff like that?
Oo. Oh. So ganun, maraming ganun laging conversations when it came to that na it was always binary. Parang
it's a very good term to jump off from, no? I think right now, like sa start ng further ma-segregate or ma-expand yung conversation about this, it is no longer a binary topic, whether it is your dream job or a job that you hate, no? I think with the perspectives that are coming right now, you know, both coming from our experience and at the same time what we read online, we now have a different perspectives on how we see a career growth should be or can be, di ba? But what about you, Athena, Sari, no? Based from your own circles of friends, what is their current take when it comes to this on a perspective, no? Pursuing a job that you love and pursuing a high-paying job.
Alam mo sa akin, Yudes, happy kasi yung group of friends ko sa ganyan. Because I know people who are like me na pinipili yung gusto namin more than yung, alam mo yun, comfortability of getting a high-paying job. It doesn't mean naman kasi na hindi namin kaya. It's just that hindi lang talaga namin gusto. It's how you, walang mali sa parehong choice eh. For
yeah.
How you want to live your life, kumbaga. Kasi ako yung, I think yung personality ko is more on, I don't wanna live my life not doing what I want eh. It's gonna kill me. Kasi yun ako. So, di bali nang uncomfortable ako sa pagiging erratic ng pasok ng pera. Pero, as long as, alam mo yun, parang nasa-serve ko yung yung tingin kong purpose ko. Pero ano, naiintindihan ko rin yung sa side ng mga friends ko na mas pinipili nila yung kailangan mas comfortable sila financially because anong tawag dito, marami pinanggalingan yan. Maybe yun yung nakikita talaga nilang magiging buhay nila.
Yeah.
Alam mo, yun talaga yung isa sa ultimate goals nila in life and hindi naman natin sila pwedeng pigilan sa mga ganun. Baka yun yung nagpapasaya sa kanila. Sa akin kasi, hindi yun yung nagpapasaya sa akin. So, hindi ko masyado ipupush. Though, syempre, hindi naman natin i-dismiss yung fact na masarap magkaroon ng maraming pera at kumita. Yes.
Totoo naman yun, sis. Totoo yan, sis. I feel it.
Hindi natin i-dismiss yung idea na yun. Pero anong tawag dito, kanya-kanya talaga. Kung saan ka tinatawag, dun ka pumunta. Kung hindi ka comfortable dun sa idea na susundin mo yung gusto mo, pero alam mo yun, hindi maayos yung pasok ng pera, edi wag mong gawin. Pero I'm sure, kung nandun yung puso mo, wag ka mag-alala kasi hindi ka nag-iisa. Kasi minsan may iisip mo parang, ah, dahil hindi to practical na choice, hindi ko gagawin kasi baka mali ito. Hindi rin siya mali. Lagi mong iisipin pag ganyan, alam mo, hindi ka nag-iisa and you will find the tribe wherein pare-pareho kayong ganun. Kakaintindihan kayo kung bakit yun yung path na pinili ninyo.
Thanks, Sari. What about you, Athena? You know, ikaw naman yung mas younger yung bracket mo, no? Ano naman yung take ninyo on this one, diba? Or how are you adjusting to this as you come across these questions, no, diba? As you progress through your careers.
You know, ako talaga, when I was younger, I believed that I would pursue what I wanted to pursue. Because at that time, I was so out of touch. I think I was out of touch at that time. But then, nagtrabaho ako and I went into the real world and then I realized I have different priorities now. And it's just that, meron akong needs and meron akong wants. And right now, my priority is my needs. So, I have to choose a path wherein yung needs ko nami-meet. Hindi ako mabubuhay kapag ka, you know, if I follow my passion. You know, ilang beses ko na nasabi sa kudaan na I'm a very passion-driven person and that's why I'm having a very hard time with my job right now because I'm not passionate about it and, you know, I'm trying my very hardest to, you know, be passionate about it pero hindi talaga. But it pays the bills. It pays what I eat. It pays my lifestyle. You know, and right now, yun yung kailangan ko eh. So I have to adjust my timeline kasi, you know, looking from an outsider perspective, like kunyari, I'm looking at my other friends or yung mga ibang tao na around me, they are pursuing what they love and also working sa ano. And that's because they have a different starting point than me. You know, they started off in a very privileged route. And I mean, di ko naman binabaliwala yung hard work nila sa, because sinasabi na they are not as hardworking as me. It's just that we have different starting points. And right now, with my starting point, you know, I believe I can adjust my path right now. And who knows, baka next time I will be more comfortable in doing what I love instead of doing what I need.
Ako naman, if you're going to ask me, I think part of the reason why this conversation becomes more relevant or becomes more heated now than ever is I think we're now seeing the after effects of, well, I wouldn't say yung bad parenting, no, or wrong parenting. It's not. I think what our parents did is they tried to do the best that they can, you know, in within their capacity. But when we're growing up, no, we've always been told that you can always pursue the things that you want, no? And thankfully, some of us, you know, we were able to be given that those opportunities to be able to explore the things that they want. I think we were able to because lahat tayo nakapag-theater at one point or another. Lahat tayo nagte-theater eh. And, you know, we held steadfast to that belief that, hey, I can pursue anything that we want. But then, you know, to use the old adage, nung nandun na tayo sa, ano, sa quote-unquote real world, suddenly we realized that the things that we want is not necessarily the things that will truly allow us to live, quote-unquote live. And what when we say live is to be able to fully participate in society as a quote-unquote productive citizen, no? Before, it seemed like very easy, no? I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be part of productions. I'm going to get paid. And even if the pay is not as big as I want, I would be able to have enough. And I think for a while, we thought that would be possible. And then as the reality starts to encroach yung within our consciousness, we realize, oh shoot, I might need to take another set of jobs that will be able to support what I do. You know, we wish they would be creative jobs, but then no, we realize that creative jobs are not as in demand as we thought it would be. And that's why we take other recourses where we try to expand our circles, no? And it's hard because, well, you're slowly starting to lose, or rather start to get jaded on, what if the life that I want to pursue for me, for myself, is not the life that is really meant for me? Because that could be very well be a case, no? We've seen it happen. We've seen, I think, especially the theater community, we've seen a lot of our friends, or we've seen colleagues, or, you know, that are older than us or even younger than us, that said that we always thought that we'd see them on stage always. And then, you know, they took a different path altogether. And that's not on them. It's just that they found another outlet in which they'll be able to live their life. And I think the process there, it's either you evolve or you power through despite yung scarcity of opportunities right now, especially when the pandemic hit, no? That really put a dent in a lot of our friends' dreams or life plans and goals, diba? I think this is just the start, no? It doesn't even scratch the surface yung complexity nitong usapin na to. In terms of this naman, no, we've been actively talking about it. But was there ever a point, no? Can we be specific on the times wherein we really found out yung the career path we were going for or that we're going to actively shape for ourselves?
Ay, ako, I think we were talking about this in a previous episode. Di ba sabi ko, there was a time that I said, I wanna do freelance. You know, I think that was the episode called Villain Origin Story. Parang, pakinggan nyo na lang yung mga kabit-bahay. It's related to that. Na, I realized that wasn't for me. Kasi, yung attention span ko was not made for it. I was really just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
In a setting na, you know, the things that I had to do were routinary. But you know what? When you go outside naman and do freelancing per project, most of the time, routinary din naman yung ginagawa ko. Pero kasi ako, hindi ko kaya yung one setting lang ako. Parang because I'm such a, like, a very, very friendly person and I'm, you know, always so vocal, parang I need to go outside and, you know, pursue things creatively. Mm. Pero you know what? The thing is, sometimes you will still always go back to things that you were used to doing in like a corporate setting, writing letters, dealing with people, talking with people, resolving conflict. It's almost the same. It's just that I think the setting is just different. And like what Sari said, sobrang erratic ng schedule. Parang, okay, so madaling araw tayo ngayon. Sige, Kerry, laban. But you know what? Babalik ako yung point mo kanina, Yudes, no? I think that's why napakalaking issue din nga ulit yung nagre-recur ngayon yung topic ng ano ba pipiliin mo, creativity or a corporate setting. I really think it's also the tools that are given to us now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so accessible to everyone that everybody can now pursue a passion. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you whether you want to pursue it as, you know, the thing, yung lifeline mo, or not. For example, kasi dati, if you wanted to be a filmmaker, you know, alam kong mahirap talaga maging filmmaker, no? Pero parang if you wanted to be a filmmaker before, you had to go to film school, you had to buy these cameras, you had to, alam mo yun, these are high-tech equipment that you needed to buy, you needed to have. If you wanted to be a musician, you know, you had to go around people, record in a recording studio, etc., etc. Or kung so maging artista at least. Mm-hmm. Di ba? But now, the tools that were inaccessible before, andyan na. You know, you have a YouTube channel, you can get discovered to be an artista. Mm-hmm. Or a singer. You have TikTok, tapos pag sobrang funny mo, magbaviral ka. Sino yun? Yung ang galing-galing yung gumawa ng mga high school skit? Si Ismir, ano yun?
Ismir.
Oh my God. Eh, di ba? Alam mo yun? May mainstream contract na siya.
Yeah.
So I think kaya ang daming, may ganung argument na yun eh sa TikTok. Like, is content creation a real job? May mga ganung conversations that are floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And alam mo yun, there are valid points from both sides. Pero ako, from the way I see it, like I said, you will still go back to the things that you were used to sa corporate mm-hmm. setting. This is just a perspective for me, ah. Pero hindi lang siya step one, step two, step three, step four. When you're doing your passion, it's still a job, I think. So you're mm-hmm. still gonna be meeting people, writing these letters. Kung ikaw, you're an independent woman, you have to do the payroll, you have to talk to people, blah, blah, blah. So ganun pa rin. I think yung point ng pag-recur niya, parang nag-iiba-iba lang yung level. Pero still the same. I think when you're pursuing your passion, a lot of people kind of think na hobby siya. Mm. Because that's what I also thought before I left. Mm. Na parang, alam mo, once I leave this office, ang saya-saya ko na. But can you know what? It's still the same. You still get burned out because it's still a job. Yeah. So yun, I remember leaving that office and I said, I'll never, ever, ever step into something like this again. But lo and behold, you know what? Every time I had to do a project, I had to step in an office setting at least, you know. So yun.
What about you, Sari Athena? I know we've already talked about this before, but can you shed a different perspective on how you got now to the place that you are in terms of how you make a living or how you, you know, how do you support yourself now as a person?
For me, para akong saya, si, anong pangalan, ito nakalimutan ko na tuloy, si Ina.
Nalimutan!
Ano tawag dito? Para akong si Ina, tinry ko rin mag-corporate, tapos parang naramdaman ko talaga na hindi siya for me. Na parang, di, sinusuka ako ng corporate at sinusuka ko yung corporate. Na parang hindi talaga ako mabubuhay na ito yung ginagawa ko every day. Kasi yung for a long period of time. Kasi ang gusto ko sa freelance, parang though merong kaba na, uy, may darating bang next? Yun yung kaba ko lagi eh. Pero yung kahit isang buwan, dalawang buwan, tatlong buwan pa nga, minsan nagagawin mo paulit-ulit yung isang bagay, alam mong matatapos siya eh. Tapos you're on to the next.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos bagong panibagong experience siya, bagong environment, bagong story, bagong kung ano man. That's what I am looking forward to.
I think that's what's exciting about freelancing, no? Although at one point it becomes routine, at one point you'll also be able to change ship, jump ships without feeling guilty about it. No? Oh my God, iniwan ko yung mga dati kong sa trabaho.
Ayaw mo. Hindi mo na sila makikita ulit for a time. Yung ganun. Anong tawag dito? Ayun, tinry ko lang na parang maganda rin na itry nyo yung mga bagay na kinakatakot nyo para alam nyo na kung para sa iyo ba yun o hindi. Kasi minsan, ito lang yung lagi ko sinasabi sa sarili ko na parang hindi ko pwedeng ipilit yung sarili ko sa lugar na alam kong hindi ako masaya or hindi ako mag-grow dahil nab-burnout lang ako agad. So parang pinahirapan ko lang yung sarili ko. Yes, kung magkaroon man ako ng maraming pera para sa paraang yun, hindi naman ako masaya kasi nalulungkot na ako. Wala na akong time tumenga. I think ang gusto ko sa freelancing is may time akong tumenga. Though yun nga, andun yung kaba na may darating ba. Pero kasi, ang weird dito, ilang taon na ba ako nag-freelance? 5-6 years. Lagi ko yung tinatanong kung may darating ba. Pero hello guys, I'm still alive. Hello guys, I'm still alive. I can still eat the food that I want. Yun nga lang, hindi all the time. Pero alam mo yun, magugulat ka na lang, oh, meron pa rin. Ano nire-reklamo mo? Yan dyan naman. So, ang maipapayo ko lang siguro, if pipiliin niyo yung freelance in the world, mag-acquire kayo ng maraming skills. Simula pa lang.
Yeah.
Para maisal pa kayo kung saan. Kasi I think doon ako nagkulang. I really focused on acting when I entered freelancing. That's all I wanted to do as well. Hanggang ngayon naman, yun pa rin yung gusto ko. Pero eventually,
uy, nag-expand ng repertoire mo. Nag-PPM ka na.
Na ako, nag-acting coach na ako. Kung ano-ano. Pero meron akong nakikitang path for myself. For in, I can still put yung label ko as an actor because that's what I want to stand out as well. Sa of all the labels we have as freelancers, ayoko maging Disney princess lang ako. Parang ganun.
Sorry, the multi-hyphenated freelancer.
Ang nakakatawa, isipin mo, ano, rhetorical yung, ano, Disney princess.
Pero actually, guys, totoo, Disney princess is si Sari. Pag weekend, minsan siya po si Merida, minsan siya po si Elsa. Oo, so, watch out! Pag
kayo sa picture ni Ate Sari, bigla po siya naka-Elsa gown.
Oo, diba?
Paano kung boba ka? Hala, si Ate Sari nag-Elsa, so himala!
Naku, mga kapitbahay ko, alam nyo lang, minsan pag weekend, randomly, nagsasend ako ng picture ko, tapos yung itsura ko, ako si Rapunzel, Cinderella,
ganyan. Oo, gano'n. May career in Disney princessing si Sari.
Alam mo, na-enjoy ko yun, like, sobra. Guys, hindi madali magpasaya ng bata, ha? At saka may mga batang baliw talaga, sobra na
enjoy. Mahirap magpasaya ng bata, nakakairita yun. Alam ko na yan, eh, napanood ko na yan, eh.
Asa? Oh, oh, oh. Asa? Yun. Gokorek ka siya.
mo.
Ano na? Kasi hindi sila parang matanda na parang, oh, sige, tatawa ko out of ano courtesy.
Respect. Kasi mahirap. Kasi hirap kumita ng pera. Pinaghihirapan niya, no? Di bakla ang kumita ng pera today.
Masakit talaga, alam niyo, masakit talaga malait ng bata kasi parang may diin. Alam mo yun.
At saka honest sila, no?
Oo. Ako, in terms of theater and performance, I think the hardest to do is comedy and children's theater. And children's theater comedy.
Ma'am, oo. Alam mo, dati nag-ano kami, Into the Woods, pero part one lang. Maalam mo, hindi ko alam yung gagawin. Yung mga bata umaakit ng stage kasi na, hindi maakit, parang yung kamay nila, aakit nila sa stage, sinihila nila yung mga damit ng mga Cinderella. Kasi parang ako, stop it!
Barbaro!
Sinisira nila yung decors ng buong party. Like, wreckage yung buong party. Tapos parang ako nakangiti lang. Di si Princess pa rin tayo. Ganon.
Ah, diba? Ang hirap kumita ng pera. Totoo yan.
Oo. Itong mga nakaraan, puro mga gigs ng Disney Princess lang yung tinatanggap ko for kitty party. Pero, nag- hiatus lang ako ngayon kasi I really need it for myself. Alam mo yan, naayos ko yung sarili ko, ganyan. Pero yun nga, since yun lang yung ginagawa ko, natatakot ako minsan na baka yun lang yung maging label ko. So, maganda talaga na mag-acquire ka ng maraming skills para, kasi alam nyo, sa totoo lang, ang dami namang available jobs. Ang kaya kong sabihin is parang, alam yung basic human skills. Makahanap ka lang ng tamang lugar, nababayaran siya ng enough.
Yeah, yeah. You're perfectly right with just the basic human skills in communication, how to talk to someone without losing your temper.
Yung mga ganun.
Skills na yan ngayon.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ma, meron akong side story. Parang ganun din yung sabi ni Sari, yung learning skills sa freelancing. Parang meron akong mampikit mata. Parang may nagsabi sa akin na, uy, gusto mo to, parang job as research assistant. I've been a research assistant before, pero kasi diba, per client, iba yung requirement nila.
At saka may iba methodology nila.
Ma'am! So, eto na nga, mga kabitbahay. Ang pagkakaintindi kong gagawin ko lang, magpo-focus, kasi nga, and I was hired specially because I speak Hiligay noon, because my family is from Iloilo. Yun kasi yung pitch sa akin nung friend ko. Sabi niya, uy, may naghahanap ng anes, ng mag-ano daw. May Hiligay ng speaker, chururut. Baka gusto mo, ganyan. Sabi pa sa akin, ma'am, ganito yung sweldo, oh. Si bakla naman, go yan, sige. Nag-apply si bakla, gumawa ako ng go. Meron akong resume pang RA, may resume ako pang artist, may resume ako pang corporate. So yun. Diba? So gumawa ako ng resume na pang, parang in-update ko yung resume.
Alam mo na paghahalataan yung edad natin kasi resume ang tawag natin.
CV.
Sorry.
CV, yung kumpleto.
Pero in a Gen Z world, pag CV, ang kinoconsider namin para resume, alam na agad namin. Pag sinabing CV, resume yun.
Ay, ganun ba? Sorry, Gen Z.
pero in a professional world, CV is yung kumpleto and then resume, yung is yung summary.
Mm. Alam mo, yung mas matanda sa atin, Yudes, biodata yung tawag. Biodata. Biodata. Hoy, handa mo na yung biodata mo, ganyan. So, ito na nga, dinaghan, ano, eh, ang ginawa ko, kasi hindi ba yung uso na ngayon, yung parang creative na resume or CV. So, yung resume ko na nasa Word, nilipat ko sa Canva, ganyan, pinagandakis, tapos may mga ganyan pa. Mga advocacies, nilagay ko, kasi nga, di ba, mag-RA ka, ganyan. So, eto na, na-hire si ate mo, girl. Ang alam ko, kasi gagawin ko lang, mag-i-interview ako, itatranscribe ko, tapos isa-summarize ko. Yun lang alam ko. Ang instruction pa, summarize in bullet points. Na ano ako, na-rattle ako ni, nung binalik sa akin yung report ko. Sabi sa akin, where is the analysis?
I mean, kaya naman po. Pero,
ano yung where is the analysis? Oh my God, tapos na-rattle pa ako kasi nga, hindi ko alam yung format. Mm. Walang binigay na format, ang sabi lang bullet points. So, parang ako, paano to? Yung bullet point, ganyan-ganyan. Alam mo, nagpanik ako. Yung mga kaibigan ko na nag-work full-time in a corporate setting as researchers, binulapog ko talaga. Shout out kay Fred, who had experience sa ganyan, na tinuruan talaga ako. Tinuruan pa ako ni Fred ng charting para tama yung pag-analyze ko. And shout out to my friend Ray. Kasi talaga sabi ko, ni tulungan mo, upakita mo naman ako na example. Kasi naiiyak na ako, binalik sa akin yung report na, where is the analysis? Tapos ayun, di-analyze-analyze yate mo, girl. In fairness, nagustuhan naman nila yung report ko. Pero ayun, that's one for the books na, ano mo yun, overnight, natutunan ko yung skill na yon na, yung paggawa na, kasi ang dati kong experience as RA, hindi analysis, but more of articles. So you gather data, then you write an article about it. Ito talaga analysis, mom. Talaga yung buto ko na rattle. So,
ma'am, ayan. Ma'am, na-try na rin yan, pero kakwento ko yan after nung kay Athena.
Oh, sige, sige. Kung Athena,
yeah, sorry, what, what about you? Oh, kasi sa'yo, Athena, di ba? You had a, I think you had mittens on or you had training wheels on yung pagpasok mo sa pick, parang mga paid opportunities, no? Because you started as parang selling ket-ket sa mga events, di ba?
Yes. Actually, I considered talaga na mag-shift ng career. Wala eh. Shifting a career, may isa-sacrifice ka eh, alam mo yun, na mga bagay. So, and yung isa-sacrifice ko na bagay, it's like a lot. And it's a sacrifice that I can't do right now. And so, yung turning point sa akin nun is, kasi when I graduated, I immediately started working. And then I said, I will just start working just for the experience, you know. Tapos,
Naalala ko yung naman sanabi, ilang to, 1 year lang to, kuya, promise.
Wow, lahat tayo sinasabi yan.
And then, ilang beses ko sinabi to sa inyo, ay, hindi ko magugustuhan yung corporate na yan. Ayoko makulong sa office, chu-chu-chu, ganon. And then, after like a year of working, sabi ko, oh my gosh, I think I like this. I like the stability. And then, siguro dun yung turning point when I realized na I actually like the stability of having like, that I can count my money month by month. It's just that, money lang talaga. It's, wala siya. Hindi ako like, I'm happy kasi andami ko natututunan, mga ganon. I'm still learning a lot from my career at the moment. But then, it's not really what I want to do. And it's not really what my younger self would want to do. But meron akong mga pangarap din that requires money and that requires savings. And so, I would like to believe that I sacrificed my dreams for my other dreams.
Ay, ang ganda nun. Kasi yan yung line dun sa play na Birdcage from VLF.
Parang, ay, di ko alam yan. Brainy talaga ako today.
Kapag ano, kapag napanood mo yan, feeling ko, as a corpo girl, ma tatamaan ka. Kasi mga friends ko na nagko-corporate, tinamaan sila nun. Parang,
sino sa Birdcage? Si May or si Rick?
Si Aldo.
Nilemin yung writer.
I forgot. I-update namin kayo sa tweet. pag naalala ko. Pero basta parang, the story is just very quickly. So, ano sila, parang 3 generations. There was this guy na tumanda na siya sa office. He's like, you know, the veteran office guy. And then there's this guy in the middle, na middle-aged siya, dati gusto niya maging journalist. But now he's in the office and medyo tumatanda na din siya doon. Siguro he's around my age, he's 35. And then there's the young one na kakagraduate niya lang, social graduate siya ata. Tapos, paalis na siya, last day niya na, kasi magma-masters daw siya, and he wants to change the world. You know, yung the usual 21-year-old Kenny. Tapos dun umiikot yung argument na asar-masar yung matanda because parang medyo condescending nga yung mas bata. Well, I think it went both ways. Na parang ang condescending masyado nung bata na ako kasi alis na ako dito kasi I don't like this, ganyan. And the older one is saying na, well, you know, I'm happy here, ganyan-ganyan. Basta ganun yung umiikot yung argument. And then, nung umalis na yung baguettes, ang nag-uusap na lang is the middle-aged guy and, you know, the ka-age ko. Middle-aged na ba ako? Hindi pa. Parang ganon. Tapos, parang kinuwento nga nung guy na isa na, ako kasi gusto ko dati maging journalist, pero parang hindi, yung pay dati was not so good, so parang that's why I'm here now in the office. A copywriter ata sila, ganon. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang, syempre, you know, bilang one act play siya, nag-escalate yung conversation until sa nagsisigawan na sila. Parang sabi nung older guy, hindi nawala yung pangarap ko. Nagbago lang. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya ganon. Kasi if dati yung pangarap niya was changing the world and stuff like that, ngayon may family na siya, meron na siyang anak, meron siyang asawa, and nag-shift lang yung dream niya.
Mm-hmm.
Para I think it's the same with Athena, na hindi naman nawala yung pangarap mo, nagbago lang. Or hindi naman nawala yung mga bagay na ine-enjoy mo, nagbago lang. And I think there's mm-hmm. no shame in that. If you're going into the corporate world, there's no shame in saying na, yeah, I enjoy this. Because yung mga bagay na pinapangarap ko dati, doon nakaset aside sila, may mga bagay na akong pinapangarap na na-achieve ko ngayon. Because of what this kind of job is giving me. Diba si Athena, kita mo sa Instagram, more travel! Congratulations!
Pero ano, I actually have had a conversation with my kuya. Because, you know, mas nag-work na siya sa arts and sabi niya, mag-shift ka na ng career. Kasi he is looking for someone na pwede niya i-pass down yung talents niya. Well, I mean, sa skill set ni Kuya, parang gusto niya ng, parang anak, parang kumbaga, in a theater setting. Gusto niya ng anak, parang ganun. And ginagawa niya akong ganun. Like, pinapapunta niya ako sa bahay niya to, ano, comment dun sa ginagawa niyang projects and stuff. So, sabi niya, mag-shift ka na, tuturuan kita. Hahanapan kita ng racket. Tuturuan kitang mag...
The tools of the trade. Ganyan.
Oo, yun. And then, napaisip ako if I really wanted that. But then, naisip ko talaga, hindi ko talaga kaya i-give up yung stability na ganito. Kasi, hello, kung papasok man ako kay kuya, may sacrifices yun lahat. Because hindi naman ako kasing galing ni kuya, you know. Like, and he's very good at his job. And that's why he's earning a lot of money. Earning more than I am and more than my mom and dad. Or, so, that sends a lot of, ano.
Ako like, na lang, Athena.
And yun. Eh, pero, I'm still considering that. Like, meron pa rin naman akong, alam mo yun, the door is still open. It will be forever open. But then, right now, meron kasi ako talagang different priorities. And yun yung, ano ko ngayon, yun yung path na sinusundan ko.
Yes.
And hindi ko naman sinasabi na mawawala yung artist self ko. It's always gonna be there. I'm still feeding her. And, you know, sometimes she's... and sometimes she's... around, you know, nag-uusap kami, ganon. Baliw-baliwan lang pala. Nag-uusap kami. Ay, babe, paano ka na?
Babe, gusto ka na.
But then, right now, my corporate self is thriving. But then, ang ano ko naman, I don't want to achieve more sa corporate setting. Unlike sa mga colleagues ko. Kasi they want to like be promoted and stuff. Ako, I just want to be stable. Ayun, yan.
Ako naman siguro nakatali yung ano, yung konsepto ko ng, you know, how I found my career on sa notion ng serendipity. Believe it or not, I think nakwento ko na to, I don't know kung nakwento ko na siya in this context, pero everything that I ended up doing was I came almost exactly by accident. And like, for example, yung pagdadramaturg ko, of course, I'm not as, you know, not as lucrative or not as productive as other dramaturgs right there, no? But how I ended up in dramaturgy was purely by accident. I was made to direct one of our productions back in college. And then yung director namin, or at least yung one of our colleagues there, yung nag-AMA siya na sa UP, bigla niya sinabi na, oh, di ba nag-direct ka ngayon? Oh, attend ka ng, ganito, ng colloquium na to. And then that colloquium, I think was the first, I could be wrong, I could be terribly wrong, pero yun yung pitch sa akin, yun yung kwento sa akin ng friend ko na, it's the first dramaturgy colloquium in the Philippines, no? Wherein dramaturgy is the explicit topic. And then I went there, you know, not knowing what to expect. All I know is that, you know, it's a talk. It's supposed to help me direct. give me a perspective about directing. And while I was listening to, ano, to when I arrived there, dati pa siya sa, ano, sa dating FC, yung nasunog, no? And while I was there, they were talking about it. I felt the clocks in my head, the gears in my head were moving and they were changing. And I felt that something was changing in me. And I knew na this is something that I want to pursue, no? Or at least the things that they were talking about, skills, that these are things that I want to endeavor to build for myself. That's when I started. Because in my head, all my life, you know, when I was starting in college, my ambition was to be an editor or was to be a news reporter and stuff like that. I think that's still alive very much, no? But I think right now, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people will say that it's not too late. But I feel like it's already too late because the things that I'm going to learn, that I need to learn, are mistakes that I need to do when I was younger. And I don't think I have that privilege na compared to before. And then anyway, so, you know, I pursued dramaturgy and sabi ko, this is something that I want to build for myself. This is something that I want to do. And then, you know, I started first with a career sa marketing and sa mga agencies. And it was fun, but at the same time, it was also terrible. Because I was young, I was proud and I was so resistant to what everyone was trying to teach. And then I left. Sabi ko, I'm going to pursue an MA. I'm going to make a change and stuff like that. And then when I went to MA, I went to UP. Grabe, I was so humbled because I think, you know, I was relatively older than some of my classmates. But my God, yung mga classmates ko, they were so smart. And, you know, they were so capable. One was a professor on French literature and French history. And she was teaching a number of classes and stuff like that. And I think that experience humbled me because, you know, again, there's that arrogance of youth, no? That you feel like, oh, I have it. I've done it. I can do this. And then you realize you're a big fish in a small pond. And that was, you know, ayun sabi ko, I need to learn things from scratch. I think it's a series of rejections that humbled me down. You're not as good as you think you are. And I think that allowed me to become, you know, to accept the freelance life a little bit more easier because I would really accept all the job offers na ibibigay sa akin. Which I think comes dun sa pinag-usapan natin, Ina, no? Nung, I think just a week ago or a few weeks ago na. This is not to sound condescending, no? But often you're going to have to accept jobs that you feel like is below your skill set.
When you're doing freelance, yes.
When you're doing freelance.
Because you're, when you say below your skill set, it doesn't mean it's like a quote-unquote cheap job.
Yeah.
When you're doing freelance, the range of jobs that you could do is sobrang lawak. Mm-hmm. Yung poles niya is sobrang lawak. So for example, head dramaturg ka na sa isang major production, that production ends. You never know what the next job is. All jobs are difficult, but at the same time, not all jobs are as, you know, parang kailangan ng creative piga as dramaturgy. Ano, parang for example, nakakuha ako ng job na for example, yung ginawa natin dun sa yung last freelance job na magkasama ata tayo nila Natalie, yung gagawin ko lang, magbabantay lang ako ng talent.
Mm.
Diba? Parang, grabe yung range yung work. Parang one day, you're like the head honcho of the city. Next, parang, tag-abot ka ng kape ng talent. And the range is so wide na parang, and again, I'd like to repeat, there is no shame in that because it's honest work. Wala kang ninakawan, wala kang kinasel.
Alam niyo guys, ang iniisip ko pag ganyan yung work, sobrang iniisip ko, oh my God, easy money. Yung tipong, ito lang ba? I can do so much more, guys. So kung ito lang, sige, kayo yan. Kayo naman yung magbabayad sa akin. My God, it's so easy. Ganun lang yung mindset.
Diba? Sasamahan mo lang yung yung talent na sumama mo ko sa labas. O sige po. O, diba? Yun yung
ginawa. Nung time na yun, sabi ko, I was accepting everything. May one time na sabi niya, wala yung assistant ko. Nag-awal yung assistant ko. Need ko na may tutulong sa akin. Uy, pero sabi ko, wala akong alam sa lights. Ha? Wala talaga ako alam sa lights. Marunong ka mag-roll yun ng wire, sabi ko, marunong naman, pwede na yun. Tapos ang ginagawa ko lang the whole day for that 3 hours, taga-roll yun lang ako ng ilaw nung mga wires. Literal, ganun lang talaga. Minsan taga-bili ng inumin, but then that ends. And you know, it wasn't big, it was only 2,000, di ba? I mean, not only. Compared mo sa, you know, before sa mga iba kong ginagawa, no? It was paltry compared to sa iba kong ginagawa. But then, sabi ko, I had to do that because that's how I met new networks. That's how I met other people that, you know, eventually later on, were able to provide me better jobs, diba? I think the better term for it, you know, I think eventually at one point or another, if you're going to pursue freelance, you're going to have to accept jobs that wherein you might be overqualified for, but you do it anyway because that's the job requirement. Alam mo yan?
Ay, oh, nakaisip na ako ng prime example. Diba sa Dalagita for DUP, head dramaturg ako nun, diba? Mm. Nung nag-rerun kami sa, ano, sa Power Mac, alam mo yung role ko? Tagapindot ng subtitles at tagahampas ng chinelas. Yun na, ma'am. Yun na yung trabaho ko doon. 3 days ako nandun. Alam mo yun? Okay. Yukyu ka ng SM. Go! Pak! No, di ba? Taga ganun lang ako ng chinelas.
Yeah. And to me, that's fun because it gives you a different perspective on how the work is being done. I think there was a viral article that, you know, for example, for theater artists, you know, at one point, you need to be part of the backstage. You need to have a backstage experience. Not as the head honcho, but just a backstage experience for you to be able to appreciate the work that your team is doing for you. And I think if you're a freelancer, I know this is going to run counterintuitive dun sa lumalabas na, dun sa trend ngayon, no? Sometimes you're going to have to accept job for the passion of it.
But for, of course, the love.
For the love, you know? Works are some of the most experimental projects I've been in. I've done them for free. And I do it without regrets because parang to me, the perspective I gained on how to better put a production, that was a good thing for me. And again, anyway, going back to my story, now my job right now, it wasn't something that I planned. Business development officer. That's such a weird term for me. Alam mo yan? You get the concept individually, business development officer, you get it, diba? But put them together, it's so weird. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, for I've been doing this for a couple of months, I still know what I'm doing. But I think, you know, how I'm surviving every day is a culmination of all my past experiences, you know, talking to people and at the same time thinking of far-fetched concepts that somehow fit the theme of the project or stuff like that. Kwento ko lang, no? Side story ko lang. If there's one thing na nag-mark sa akin na parang, you know what? I need to start having bigger ambitions. Meron akong anak-anaka. Let's call him Jeffrey. No? Meron akong anak-anaka na bumisita sa bahay ko dati. Tapos, sabi ko, make yourself at home. You know, this was the point wherein my primary focus is really getting jobs, getting experiences, and at the same time, doing productions, you know, those kinds of stuff. So, you know, I haven't made any investment. Medyo hayahay pa ako dun sa, no, in terms of how I live my life and manage my finances. Bumisita siya and stuff like that. Tapos minsan nagiinuman kami. Tapos sabi niya, I know he means well, but that conversation marked me at markado na siya sa akin. So I still love him na nakanakan. Pero that marked me para sabi ko, he was having that dilemma na parang what to do after graduation. Sabi ko, why not just try things out? Tapos parang sabi niya, eh kuya, tapos siguro dahil lasing na siya, no? Eh kuya, kasi minsan gusto ko i-pursue yung freelance, but then naisip kita. Sabi ko, huh?
Aray! Aray! Matang suma!
Naalala ko lang kasi apartment, wala ka pang ref. Tapos sabi ko, at sakit-sakit na sa akin na parang, so yun yung measurement pa ng success. Sabi ko, then sinabi ko, I had to tell him na, sabi ko, Jeffrey, believe me, I would love to have a ref, but things are right now, having a ref, given na hindi naman ako nagluluto, alam mo yun, and it's not practical for me. To me, what's more practical is, you know, buying ice, kung gusto ko naman malamig na tubig or whatever, or cook or what yan. To me, that's more practical. And since I don't cook or at the same time, it's either lagi ako nasa labas, so yung lulutuin ko for today, baka mapanis lang yan. So it's not economical for me. It's not smart for me. And I think, sabi ko sa kanya, and you know, if you do end up choosing the freelance life and you do choose to live independently, those are things that you have to consider, you know. What are your values right now? What are your world values? What constitutes a success for you? Yun yung sabi ko sa kanya. Because to me, a measurement ko of success right now at that time, no, is, you know, I'm able to work with people that I respect, you know, whose art and artistry I believe in. To me, that was my measurement of success. And at that time, I was really working with people whose art and artistry I believe in. I was working with really fantastic actors. I was working with projects that are really hard that I didn't know what to do, but we do it anyway. And we find ways on how to do it. And for you, kung a measurement mo ng success is, you know, yung may ref ka sa apartment, then I think you have to find a job that will be able to supplement that. No? Pero grabe, sobrang sakit-sakit na.
Sobrang sakit nung wala kang ref, binahusgahan ka to.
Anyway, sige, you know, now, what were the pros and cons? Although na-mention naman na natin, but to you, what was the definitive pros and the definitive cons of, you know, doing the job that you're passionate about and doing the job that you're not passionate about?
Uy, nahiya pa sila.
Yeah, nahiya sila kasi nag-aanap ng bagong perspective. Siguro ako ba, ako mauna, no? Job that I'm passionate about. Well, I guess because I studied for it. Because I was obsessive about learning the ropes of it. I'm already at that stage in doing theater wherein I can afford to break a few rules.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm already at that stage wherein parang, yeah, ideally we can do that. But I think right now, given the situation, we ought to do this. We can do this instead. And we'll still achieve the same results. Alam mo yun? I think that's the gist of it. And I think yun nga, yung, it's always the experience of something new. And because while routinary yung ano mo, yung mga ginagawa mo, because it's the same, you know, magko-conceptualize ka, mag-meeting ka, you're going to meet playwrights, you're going to meet chu-chu-chu-chu and whatever. But it's since you're always meeting new people, there's that novelty of that experience in it. The cons, I think, very obvious. You never quite know where you're going to get your next paycheck.
Mm.
You could be lucky. You know? You could be terribly lucky. Some people are like that, you know. They always seem to be at the right place at the right time. They will find their next job opportunity or their next meal. But sometimes you're not. In terms of doing a job, you know, a lucrative paying job that you're not terribly passionate about is, well, the pros is, well, you get paid. You know, you get paid enough to be able to do the things that you want. Aside from that, I think it's that sense of discovery. But I think the sense of discovery is a perspective that you're going to have to assume because it's going to be an active effort for you to try to see the wonders that the job has. When things start making sense, like for example, you know, for the past few weeks, I've been emailing companies left and right, trying to find, you know, potential clients. And it's so tedious for me because it feels like a shout in the dark because you never know, am I doing this right and stuff like this. And then one day someone will reply and you get that incredible rush. Oh my God, somebody replied. And me, I think that's some of the joys that I'm taking off from my work, which is, I don't know, maybe some people will say that you're just overcompensating. I am, but I think in order to survive the work environment, in any work environment, whether you're passionate about it or not, you're going to have to tell yourself comfortable lies or you're going to have to settle with small victories every now and then in order for you to, you know, make it through the next day. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's for me. How about the others?
Alam mo, ang tingin kong pros ng ginagawa ko is that, anong tawag dito? Siguro kasi ako talaga yung tipo ng tao na gusto ko may excitement sa buhay ko at saka may adventure, laging may bago. And nangyayari siya pag hindi mo in-expect yung mga nangyayari. Kumbaga, yung con kasi ng trabahong ito is dahil walang kasiguruhan, kahit magaling ka, hindi ibig sabihin, paakit ka.
Yeah.
So, lagi mo ipagpapasa Diyos din yung mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. You can never expect or assume kung ano yung mangyayari sa'yo sa industriya na to.
Mm.
Kasi kahit gano'ng kaganda o gano'ng kakagaling, minsan if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Mm.
Sobrang ano yun, sobrang kitang-kita ko yun sa industriyang to. Nagamitin ko yung term ni Yudes na serendipitous. Ayan. Medyo ganyan kasi yung nagiging track or rate now na alam mo kung ano yung dumating, yun yung para sa akin. Kasi andito na ako sa point na alam naman ng mga tao yung kaya kong gawin. And alam din nila kung gaano ko kasi pagdating sa mga ganong bagay na kaya kong i-push na i-push yung sarili ko. Hindi ko na kailangang parang ipakita pa lang sa, i-introduce pa lang sa kanila kung ano yung kaya kong gawin. Pero hindi yun enough. And sometimes, kahit gawin mo lahat, hindi pa yun yun. So, maraming mangyayaring ups and downs. And gusto ko yung instability of it. It makes me feel alive. Di ko alam, nakakabaliw lang to. Pero, it makes me feel alive na hindi ko napipreempt yung mangyayari sa akin. It makes me crazy as well. Pero, pag alam ko na yung mangyayari na pag sinipagan ko, magaling ako, magpo-promote ako, or kung di ako magpo-promote, lipat na lang ako sa ibang kumpanya, hindi ko kaya yun. Kasi parang nakikita kong mangyayari siya. Gusto ko yung wala akong idea kung ano yung next for me. And doon ako nabubuhay. Kasi ewan ko, siguro as a tarot reader or intuitive counselor, lagi akong may napipreempt na mga mangyayari and usually nangyayari siya. So hindi na siya exciting for me. Maraming bagay na hindi na exciting for me dahil nakikita kong mangyayari siya at nangyayari siya. So, mas dinadagdagan ko yung buhay ko ng mga uncertainties kasi that's what makes me feel na parang, uy, hindi lang ako may control ng mundong to. Ganon. Hindi ko alam if it's bad, pero I enjoy it. It makes me feel alive, feeling all those emotions. Parang binubuksan ko na lang yung sarili ko sa experiences ng mundo. Parang hindi ko nakikita kung saan yung possibilities na kung saan ako pupunta. Parang ganun.
Gusto ko yung tarot reader ka, kaya alam mo na yung pwedeng mangyari next. So, ginugulat mo yung self mo. No! Ganyan. Bulaga. Ganyan.
Yun, lagi ako naghanap ng adventure or naghanap ng mga bagay na hindi ko mahanap yung tamang term pero yung para pahirapan yung sarili ko.
Kasi challenge.
Sobrang na-enjoy ko yung parang mga survivor levels. Parang gusto ko mag-camping just for the sake na alam mo yung basic human skills ko ng survival magamit ko. Ganun. Mm.
What about you, Athena? That's good perspective, no, Sari? Because I think that's the kind of perspective that a lot of people do not necessarily run to. Does that make sense? That's kind of an instinct that we naturally do want to put ourselves in. But some people are made under those situations, I feel like. I think there's also the thrill of surviving it. Does that make sense? What about you, Athena?
Ako, yung pro siguro ng high-paying job, which you're not really passionate about, is you get to do what you want to do. You have like certain amount of time in a week wherein you're just working. Then you have a certain amount of time wherein you're resting and you can do the things that you want. Yung cons naman nun is that, you know, you're unhappy. You tend to be more burnt out than, you know, usual because you're not doing the things that you love. Pero at the end of the day, you have the choice to do what you love during resting time. But then, hati yun eh. Hati yung resting time and play time. I mean, you're doing the things that you love. So, it's a pro, but it's also a con. Doon naman sa low-paying job wherein you're happy, may mga ano ka eh, gini-give up ka na, kunyari, yung luho mo, like, di ka makaka-travel, you don't have like HMO, mga ganon.
True, yeah.
Kasi important yan eh. Ngayon ko lang na-realize how important it is to have like healthcare. Kasi if you get like masakit yung ngipin mo, you have HMO, mga ganon. Yung mga benefits, pag freelance ka, it doesn't come with that. You have to support yourself, really.
Yes, true.
So, it's really hard. Kasi you manage yourself. But then, kapag ka nag-work ka sa company, the company manages you. So,
true.
Mas easier yun. So,
mabawat
yun.
Ano yan, parang tama-tama ka doon. Kasi, di ba kapag you're working in the corporate, sila na magpa-process ng mga SSS mo, everything.
Yeah. Tax mo.
Kailangan mo ng loan, ganyan. So, parang...
Parang all the things that make you the supreme adult.
yes.
It's
yes.
The easy adult track.
Oo. Kasi kapag ano ka, yung grabe, yung taxes mo, pag ano ka, freelancer, parang paano ba to? It's always a question.
Problema ko yun lagi.
Oo. Or tama din yung si Athena, yung HMO, those are the benefits. Those are literally, you call them benefits. Those are literally the benefits that you get when you enter a corporate setting. So parang ano ka na, parang there's less worry about where to get those things. To me, that's major. Kaya parang ako very thankful ako na yung asawa ko, wala siya sa creative industry. He's always in an industry that would require him to, you know, to get a 9-to-5 job. And alam mo yun, parang thankful kasi there's half of me na ganun, na parang I could ask him for help for things like that. So yun yung major benefit na no when you're in a corporate setting or in a quote-unquote job that's not really creative. So, but of course, again, yung disadvantage niya is really time. I think sometimes there are people naman that are very happy in their corporate job. Pero kasi yung time mo, naka-stitch talaga.
Yes. Yeah.
Kasi parang, can I do this? I can't. Alam mo yung ganun?
Oh, like, kunyari yung meetings nyo with your friends, some of your friends, di ba? It has to be scheduled 2-3 months before, ganun, para matuloy.
Oh. As in, parang, di ba kaya natutuloy siya sabi nila na drawing yung mag-swimming kasi nakatali yung oras mo doon. So, kasi I don't wanna come out of this, ano, no, this kuda, painting, like, you know, the corpo setting as something so dreadful. I really think...
It's not.
There are people that find it very enriching. Pero yun lang, yun yung malaking downer doon na, syempre, ano siya, it's a system that you have to follow na parang, ah, fine, ako, I can't do this today, ganyan, ganyan. But there are loopholes marami akong nababasa sa Reddit na nagagawa nila ng loophole. Ganyan. Pero, ayun. Ay, sorry, go ahead.
Hindi, yung corporate kasi, it's a very structured system. So, if you like structure and, you know, alam mo kung anong time ka mag-out, alam mo yung time ka mag-in, and you want to schedule your life that way, I think corporate setting would work for you. I mean, two choices are, you know, hindi naman siya, wala namang maling choice. Whatever works for you works, you know. If you settled for a low-paying job that you love and a high-paying job wherein you don't necessarily love it, hindi naman siya mali kung ano yung choice mo. Because whatever works for you at that moment will work for you.
Mm-hmm. Gusto ko idagdag yung sinabi ni Sari na about adventures. Because sometimes nakakagulat ako yung isang pro sa akin ng freelance. Minsan nakakagulat yung mga places na pupuntahan ko because my job is freelance. Like for example, I can't travel the way na mag-travel si Athena, right? Because, you know, she can choose where she goes. Kasi, you know, she's spending her money. But at the same time, pag freelance ka, ang saya kasi minsan parang saan mag-shoot. Tapos alam mo yun, magugulat ka, nasa mountains of Montalban ka na yung parang, wow, I've never been here. I've never seen a place like this. Napakalaking advantage niya. Na nakaka-travel ka din, pero hindi mo nga lang pinili yung lugar. Yarn.
We probably have answers for this now. It's not a weird question. But do you think you can ever achieve equilibrium between the two?
Alam mo, si Dolly ata kausap ko regarding that. Or nakita ko na nag-post si Dolly that someone said this, you know, to them na hindi ibig sabihin nag-corporate ka. Tapos ka na maging artist. You still are.
Tama.
Anyway, you still are. I mean, you... It's just on pause. It's just like riding a bicycle. You will still be able to do it. It's just that, ito muna yung kailangan mo ngayon. Pwede mo siyang balikan.
Yeah.
Yun nga lang, hindi balanced yung time. You can't do it as much as you want to. But, you know, you can still do it. Pwede mo siyang balikan anytime. So I think you shouldn't be discouraged by that. And at the same time, pag, for example, ako freelancer ako, when time comes that I need to get into a corporate setting, I shouldn't feel bad na parang, oh my God, I gave up my dream. You didn't. I don't think you did. You just put it on pause.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I think this is easier said than that. Then it involves a certain kind of introspection and at the same time strategy for it, no? But I think there's always way to, sabi nga ni Joan did yun, to always keep ourselves in nodding terms to the people we used to be or the people we believe we used to be. But my boss right now, his biggest dream was always to work in fashion magazines. And while he's not doing that, he's a terribly good salesperson. And I think his passion for fashion is kept alive whenever he would attend meetings, you know. He would always know when he's entering the room because he would, you know, more than this sense of attitude, no? You know, when he enters the room, he really commands it. But the way he presents himself, na, if other people are minimalist, this is a person who's really a maximalist by heart. More tattoos, more berloloy, more more colorful camera lat. And that may, when he enters, it's like a show. He's like a show in itself. So another way, we're also trying to do that, no? We can keep doing the things that we are, you know, and create a brand this sounds like a very Gen Z thing or millennial thing. You can create that brand for yourself, you know, in corporate, wherein you are able to retain the best parts of yourself as an artist. You know, I think I'm still in the process of trying to find that out, you know, for myself. But I think that could be your sense of equilibrium there. Sometimes it's going to take a few trial and errors, you know, finding jobs or finding a company that's a right fit for you that allows you to be able to pursue the things that you want on the side. Latch yourself in order to pull yourself out of it without injuring anyone. But when the opportunity is for you, or when you're receptive to it, the opportunity will come for you to be able to find that middle ground. Sabi nga nung isa kong mentor, use your corporate day job in order to supplement or finance the things that you're passionate about. Or as given by the advice of my very flamboyant boss, you know, sabi niya, the thing is, I don't want you to stay at this job. It's not that I don't like working with you. I like working with you. But rather, I want you to be more conscientious about the things that you want in your life. Now, I know that theater or literature or whatever is very important to you. But the thing is, this is your life right now. And I think it's not a case of doing the things that you want, but rather it's how you do things, you know, in whatever given situations that you have. I suggest don't give up on whatever it is that you're doing. Just actively remember those things. But right now, I also want you to focus on what we're doing, because make it a point that whatever it is that you're going to learn from this is going to graciously inform the next job that you're going for after. After 5 years, I don't want you to see you in the same office. I want to see you doing other stuff. It did give me a certain kind of perspective. And when he said that, I'm reminded of what Marina Abramovic said. No, artistry is not so much the things that you do, but artistry is the way you do things, rather. We all think that art means, you know, it means this very big painting. It has to do something with size. It has to do something with intensity. But she made an art piece with just her sitting and another person sitting opposite of her. And that was considered art. That was a big thing, right? It was a meaningful thing. That's going to be the thing that I would say to other people who are in that crossroad or in that crux of their life or in they're trying to understand what to do next, how to start that. How about you, Sari, Athena?
Ako, I really think I got lucky because I got into a company that ensures the work-life balance sa corporate setting. Because that doesn't happen often. And I heard a lot of stories that, but I'm really lucky na I have like my team kung saan ako napunta is enriching and supportive sa kung ano mang pati yung gusto kong gawin outside the corporate setting. And they don't touch it. Like whatever I do here, sa Kodazers, whatever I do outside work, it's none of their business, basically. So I'm really lucky about that because I get to do the things that I love still while having that stability. And I think magiging advice ko lang siguro is to find that middle ground wherein you are still happy while still doing the job that earns na kung ano man yung pinili mo. Kung low paying man yan or high paying man yan. Kasi that's our common ground, you know. Normal yung sabihin sa atin na ang kasalungat ng corporate world, which is the high-paying job, obviously, is, you know, doing freelance arts and stuff. But then, madami pa namang avenues of works that hindi natin natali. Hindi naman natin sa expertise. So, whatever you choose, you know, choose a company that enriches good company setting, like healthy company setting na hindi kayo toxic, hindi mahirap pumasok. Yung hindi mahirap sa loob mo na pumasok, na parang, papasok na ulit ako. Like, parang hindi ganun yung behavior mo papasok. Like, okay, I don't like this job, but then, okay, kailangan ko itong gawin. Like, ganun yung magiging outlook mo instead of just hating it. It's not easy to find a job right now, especially sa nangyayari sa world, ganun. Especially with the COVID setting din, ganun. Understandable na mapupunta ka sa setting that does not fit what you want right now. But then, ang ma-advise ko lang talaga is to look for that healthy balance right now. If hindi mo pa mafulfill yung kung ano man yung heart's desire mo. Kasi, you know, meron tayo needs and wants and it always has to be balanced. And in work setting, I think that's the most realistic option na pwede kong ma-advise based on my experience. Kasi, you know, obviously, I got lucky with two of my companies, obviously. So, yan, I'm really thankful about that.
Sorry, balikan ko lang yung you can use the luck that you have with the kind of tools na binibigay ng technology these days.
Tama.
I swear, parang, di ba, parang dati hindi mo na-express, di ba, na-express mo pa rin naman pero wala kang audience. So kaya feeling mo, hindi ka na artist. Kasi wala nakakanood sa'yo pag ginagawa mo yung hobby mo, like sumayaw or kumanta. Pero ngayon, di ba, o mag-tiktok ka, something like that. Kasi maraming ganun sa TikTok, di ba? Parang they have a full-time job, pero ang galing nila mag-create ng content. Yung dalawa na nasa call center, yung Caramel Machatu, basta tawang-tawa ako doon. So, may mga ganun. So, utilize those tools.
Tsaka most company corporate settings have like clubs where you can join. I mean, you're not gonna be fond of that. But then, if you're just looking for that outlet, you know, may mga ganun sila. And if... kunyari, sobrang layo. Isipin na lang natin. Like, kunyari, nag-data analyst ka ngayon, pero gusto mo talaga maging FA. Ganon. So, yeah. Healthy yun, di ba? Malayo yun. Mahirap maging FA sa ano-ano, di ba? Sa corporate. Para ka mag-FA dun, di ba? So, look for opportunities. Like, for example, habang nag-corporate job ka, look for courses that could help you land that job for in the future. Mga ganun.
Oh, accessible na siya ngayon.
What about you, Shai?
Kung may advice ako, bigyan nyo ng oras yung time nyo para magnilay-nilay about it. Hindi naman sa dahil iniwasan natin na mapunta tayo sa maling path, kahit tingin nyo mali yung napili nyong path, may lesson pa rin naman from it eh. Pero yung parang mas marinig mo yung katawan mo, mas makilala mo yung sarili mo, ano ba talaga yung gusto mo, ano ba talaga yung hinahanap ng puso mo, yun ba yung papakinggan mo o hindi. Importante talaga na bigyan mo ng time yung sarili mo para mas kilalanin yung sarili mo, mas marinig yung sarili mo, para alam mo kung saan ka pupunta.
Yeah.
Kasi minsan, hindi natin alam, baka dadala lang tayo sa pressure ng mundo, or ng pamilya, at marami pang ibang factors. Fear, meron yan. Pero ano ba talaga yung gusto mo? Saan mo nakikita yung sarili mo? What kind of person do you want to be? And paunti-unti magiging malinaw sa'yo kung ano yung path na gusto mong subukan. And if you fail, meron namang another path na pwede mong daanan.
But I think Sari pointed to the very good advice there, no? If this is something that you want to advise Equilibrium, this is something that you're going to have to allot time for.
Tama yung sabi ni Sari. If you fail, it doesn't mean you were wrong. Well, yeah, probably it does. Parang, ay, okay, this is not for me. But it doesn't mean na parang hindi mo na pwede balikan yung, you know, it goes vice versa. Parang artist ka pero nag-corpo ka, tapos, ay, this is not for me. So, and then you can go back to being an artist. But at the same time, for example, ano ka, corpo ka, tapos nag-artist ka, tapos hindi ka naman nag-succeed as an artist, and you can go back to corpo. Hindi siya parang dahil tinalikuran ko na yung bakit binurana nila ako. I don't think it works that way.
Yeah. Pero syempre, hindi ko rin naman siya na-apply sa sarili ko kasi I'm sure yung idea pa lang of giving up what I am doing or what I have been doing, it breaks my heart eh. Hindi ko alam kung ego ko na yun, pride yun, or parang dahil nanghihinayang ako sa years na ginugol ko for it. Pero it breaks my heart and I cannot see myself not doing it. So, ewan ko, maybe I have to grow out of it. I don't know. But ako, ang ginagawa ko na lang, I'm freeing myself of it na, alam mo, come what may. If it is not for me, merong malaking sapak na darating sa akin at sasabihin sa akin na look the other way. Medyo matigas pa yung hulo ko about it. But yes, give time para sa sarili mo, para ma-figure out siya.
I think the fact, Sari, that you're able to articulate that is already a first step towards maybe learn, as nebulous as this advice may sound, towards maybe allowing the universe to provide you with the lessons that you need to learn. That's something na magandang i-take into perspective. So, you know, just to wrap this conversation up, no? I know we already dish out a lot of advice, pero may mabibigay pa ba kayong advice to the younger Gen Zs or about to enter the workforce or already in the workforce? Gusto ko lang i-share, my God, feeling ko sirang plaka na ako, pero may mga nakatrabaho ko ngayon na pinanganak before, after September 1, 2001.
Ang bata! Okay lang yun.
No, normal na. 2001 is 20 years old.
Diba?
That's, hindi na sila bata. They're... adults.
They're adults na. Technically, they are adults.
Pero bata sila sa tingin natin. Kasi
in my head, when you say 1990s, my head is still thinking, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parang when you say 2005, 5 years ago. Parang ganun.
It just proves na tumatanda na tayo.
Yeah.
Sasama ko na yung sarili ko.
Nakakita ko sa TikTok, flight attendant siya, tapos tumawag siya ng bomb squad. Kasi kala niya may bomb na naiwan sa plane. Yun pala, nakakita siya ng Walkman. Tapos hindi niya daw kasi alam talaga yung
Walkman. Oh my God!
Tapos, alam mo yun, hiya-hiya siya kasi alam mo yung nag-gush siya ng gulo doon. Parang, Wampa! Ganon. Pero ako yun, going back yung advice ko, now is the time to make the mistake. Go ahead, do it. Parang, make the mistake in a sense na not carelessly. Parang, it is a calculated mistake na parang, should I try to do this? Should I try to enter the workforce ng freelancing or the workforce ng corporate or the workforce na ganito ganyan? Now is the time to do that. And I think ngayon, mas forgiving na nga eh. I'm a little bit jealous ngayon kasi yung perspectives nagbabago na. Like dati, pag palipat-lipat ka and you're unhappy, it's on you. Parang, kasi ikaw hindi ka masatisfied. But now, you know, there's a lot of weight and there's a lot of importance given to personal happiness and mental health. And if you are in a setting that you are not happy in, you are allowed to walk away from it.
Yes.
And I think that's something that this generation is so lucky to have. Kasi parang, alam mo yon, dati, there was so much pressure. Why do you keep talking about pursuing happiness, ganyan, ganyan? But, you know, now it's a premium.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
People recognize that you cannot work or you cannot function. If you are,
happy.
Yes, basically ganon. So, you know what, kids, now is the time to just go for it. Parang, try ko nga to. Try mo na, go na yan, Charles. And, try ko nga maging influencer. Go!
And di ba sabi nga nila, the company needs you more than you need them.
I think now.
Yes.
I think yeah. Now, with the situation now, no? Because that was a very different tune to where I was years ago.
Right now, you know, like, with the amount of your skill, don't doubt yourself why you got there. They hired you because you have skills that they need from you. So the company needs you.
Just as much as you need them.
Yeah.
Siguro, my advice would be, nawala yung advice ko!
Hello!
Sorry, ikaw muna! Sorry, ikaw muna!
Wala, natapos sa kanil mag-advice! See, nakuha ko yung brainy. Nakuha ko yun.
Yes. Ako matanggad na ako today. No, I guess siguro is to remember that you're now living in a time where the mold of success is not just one thing.
Yes.
I think
true.
Before when I say that I want to be, you know that scene from Before Sunrise, yung si Celine when he was talking to the character of Ethan Hawke, no? Si Julie Delphi, she said, my father would always turn every dream of mine into a career-making opportunity. Now, when I say I want to be a writer, he said, no, you want to be a journalist. When I say that I want to work with animals, you want to be a veterinarian. But now, you know, because, well, I think it's wonderful that we have influencers now, no, who are really making a lot of money. And at one point, you cannot blame your parents, no, if they feel like where the money is, that's where you're supposed to be. Because yes, at the end of the day, they're under that rubric na money is really what's going to make you happy, or in terms, that's what's going to allow you to, you know, pursue the things that you really want or that are really meaningful in life, for you to be safe and stuff like that. And we cannot blame them for that. But now, like for example, pag sinabi mo, you want to be a fashion stylist or you want to be a fashion designer, some people would be able to say, like on top of my head, like siguro, like Raho, Laurel, or ano, si Kermit Tesoro, yan. Maybe mas better example, no? Like Kermit Tesoro, di ba? These artists and at the same time, these creators have served as a template for a new generation of people or of dreamers to be able to fashion themselves after. And I think that's the advantage that you have right now. But at the same time, you know, one of the advice I would also be able to give you is to learn your limits too. When I say learn your limits, it's not just simply saying that know when to quit. But I would also advise is also learn the limits of how much pressure that you can take. Do you get what I mean? It's not, I'm not saying na, know your limits, set your boundaries. No. What I'm also saying is know also yung how much you can stretch yourself in order to be able to, you know, for the job or for your career and at the same time, or for whatever it is that you're doing. Because I think that's one of the problems that I usually encounter. Pretty sure I'm not the only one who's facing this problem when I'm working with younger colleagues, because I think I read a very good quote that one of the disadvantages of the younger generation is they've been handheld for so long, in the sense that they were always under close scrutiny or under close surveillance, that they never really had the chance to be able to commit mistakes. It always has to be calculated, in the sense that, you know, it has to be curated. It has to be like this. It has to be everything that I need. It has to be calculable, yung results niya. It's something that I could expect. The thing is, you know, that's one of the disadvantages. And I think the joy is when you're already working in, I suppose, in a more volatile environment. And when I say volatile, not dangerous, but when I say volatile, you know, there are other external factors affecting your success or affecting the progress of your success. You know, you're working with other people, you're working with people of different skill set that may not be on the same with you, diba? Those situations, sometimes you're going to have to go the distance, no? And my suggestion is learn the maximum distance you can give, that you can give for, you know, in the name of, I suppose, and I think a lot of people would disagree with this, in the name of teamwork or in the name of, you know, for the job and stuff like that. It runs counterintuitive with the culture right now that goes against, you know, in the burnout culture, no? I think sometimes you have to reach that breaking point we're in. You feel like you've spent your all. Eventually, you learn that, ah, I can take so much more pala, or I can perform even better. Not for the sake of going for the grind, but really expanding your experience. Because I think it was Marilyn Monroe who said, or someone close to Marilyn Monroe who said, if you're not scared of it, then it's not a dream.
It's not a what?
If you're not scared of it, it's not a dream.
Ah, okay. Sorry. Bingisisis.
No, kasi if there's no sense of fear or trepidation about it, if there's no sense of impossibility about it, then it's just a possibility. It's something that you can do whenever. But when there's that sense of fear of failure and stuff like that, then there's that sense of impossibility like that. That's a dream. And then that means that it's something that you ought to, or that you can potentially conquer. Diba? I don't know if I'm making sense, but that's the way I see it, because that's how I am able to get where I am now. It's not very far, but it was much farther than I thought I would get. If that makes sense. Anyway, anything to add, Sari? Ina? Katina?
Wala naman.
So yun, sa mga Gen Z friends namin dyan, mga kapitbahay, Gen Z kapitbahay. Guys, take it.
Plus mo naman yung mga millennial.
Of course, sa mga millennial friends, alam mo yun. I would give a bigger advice to our millennial friends now. Create the environment you wish you had when you were on the shoes of our Gen Z kapitbahay. Because that's the purpose of it, diba? I think we always talk about breaking the cycle, and I think we can also do that, you know, in a very corporate setting. You may not change the company overnight, but you can change the work culture from the down up. And I think when eventually, you know, as we work hard and we work towards our goal and become, you know, hopefully executives ourselves, we will be surprised now. Oh my God, I've created a work environment wherein people can be happy and not burnt out, or do not feel like they're wasting their lives or potential away in this setting. Diba? Just take it easy, but at the same time, take the plunge. Because like we said, you know, right now you have a lot of patterns of success with which you can pattern yourself upon. And at the same time, you have a lot of resources, social media, and, you know, your circle of friends, people who are older than you, have experience and, you know, have a gift and being able to articulate what this is that you might need to hear. And of course, like, you can also avail services like Sun Life. Diba? Sun Life gives for anyone or young Gen Zs, and even maybe your, you know, other millennials, you are wanting to have a perspective on where to put themselves next, you know, who want to better prepare for their future, regardless of your income. You can go to Sun Life for advice. This is especially important these days, as, you know, we all know that stability right now is both an issue and its prime importance. Get in touch with a Sun Life advisor who can, you know, help you get started to start managing your finances. The future has become something that you don't have to worry so much about, so you can start focusing on the now. make your life brighter na, mga kapitbahay, with Sun Life, di ba?
Love
it!
Also, get a chance to win up to 50,000 worth of giveaway gift certificates from Sun Life by participating sa Sun Talks On Demand. Sige, one step ahead ka na dahil napakinggan mo na ang aming episodes. Meron pa tayong ibang mga podcasters na co-affiliates namin sa PNA, which is part ng Sun Talks On Demand. So, in order to get a chance to win the 50,000 giftaways, you have to listen to all Sun Talks On Demand podcast episodes on Spotify. You have to click the link found in the description below. YouTube! You have to click the description sa Spotify and also all of our social media accounts. And you have to vote for your favorite podcaster, which is Kudazzers.
While you're at it, guys, follow na yung mga social media accounts of Sun Life on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And kung mag-share kayo ng mga kwenta nyo na related to this or may napulot kayong aral, just use hashtag SunTalksOnDemand. Hashtag SunLifePH, hashtag LiveLifeBrighter, and hashtag PartnerForLife. Ulitin ko, mga kapitbahay, ha? It's SunTalksOnDemand, hashtag SunLifePH, hashtag LiveLifeBrighter, and hashtag PartnerForLife.
Ayan. So after you gawin yan lahat, mag-fill out kayo ng form and magkakaroon kayo ng isang raffle entry. So the raffle winner will be announced on December 10, 2022. And I think the episodes will be out until December 2. So, ayun guys, listen, and hello. I-miss yung pa ba yung chance yung ma-win ang 50K? I mean, yeah. I won't.
Yan ang kapitbahay. Make your life brighter for Christmas then.
I love
kasi
it.
Kasi we want to make our life brighter for Christmas because, you know, marami tayong pwedeng, you know, there are so many ways to uplift ourselves now for the upcoming Christmas season. And Sun Life and, you know, Kudazzers are trying to find ways in order to do that for you. Get financial literacy lessons and or at the same time have some advices on your next career on how to better manage your finances. All those stuff. Sun Life has it for you.
I love it. Kasi diba, dati, ano-ano lang tayo, Emmy lang. Tapos ngayon, adulting with Kudazzers na.
Diba? If I had these options when I was younger, I would have taken the chance because when I was younger, I was only learning vicariously.
But, street cred.
Yeah, street cred, ganyan. But now, these are for free. And that's amazing for me because I always thought these kinds of, these kinds of amenities is something that I have to earn. I want to be a good worker. That's why I want to afford these kinds of services. But in order for me to afford these kinds of services, I have to be a good worker. So, but now, Sun Life is offering it for free. So, mga kapitbahay, take the chance.
Yeah, kahit college student ka pa right now or just, you know, starting out, huwag kayong mag-hesitate to avail the free services.
And even sa mga older millennials friend namin dyan, kapwa millennials dyan. For all you know, this might just be the next career perspective that you might need to hear in order for you to have better grasp on how to better handle things forward for now. Maraming salamat, mga kapitbahay. Of course, maraming salamat din sa Podcast Network Asia. Thank you for continually supporting us. And guys, of course, we give a listen to our co-affiliates. They're also dishing out amazing content. And a lot of our co-affiliates are also part of Sun Life Talks, diba? So give them a listen. And also again, maraming salamat sa Sun Life PH for trusting us with this campaign. Maraming salamat po. You make our lives brighter just by connecting with us.
Thank you, Sun Life, sa uulitin.
Partner for life na rin to, Sun Life. Ayan, maraming bahay. Salamat. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Tina.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
Yo, let's listen to Kudazzers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.